Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature solo Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Lionel Richie, Brenda Holloway, R. Dean Taylor, Rick James, Jermaine Jackson, Michael Jackson, and Diana Ross. First up this half hour, Lionel Richie and Dancing on the Ceiling right here on Motown.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Every little bit hurts. Every little bit hurts. Every night I cry, every night I sigh, every night I wonder why. Treat me cold, yet but you never phone, leave me all alone. My love is as strong for you. This loneliness you've given me. Yeah. I can't go on giving my life away. You're the boy who has to say when I should play. Yet you hurt me, desert me.
Indiana wants me, Lord, I can't go back there. Indiana wants me.
Motown memory from R. Dean Taylor, Indiana Wants Me. That was his only top 40 hit, reaching number 5 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1970. Before that, Brenda Holloway and Every Little Bit Hurts, her biggest charting song, reaching number 13 from 1964. And that was her first of 3 top 40 songs. And we started with Lionel Richie and Dancing on the Ceiling, number 2 from 1986. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, Rick James and Super Freak Part 1.
Well, Super Freak was produced by Rick James and was also co-written by both him and Alonzo Miller. It was first released on Rick James's first album entitled Street Song, and it became one of Rick's signature songs. It features background vocals from Motown label mates The Temptations, in which bass singer is James's uncle Melvin Franklin and Canadian singer Tablora Johnson. Well, freak is a slang term for a very promiscuous girl. As described in the song's lyrics, a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother. Well, Rolling Stone magazine ranked the song at number 477 on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. And 9 years later, MC Hammer's 1990 hit called You Can't Touch Me sampled it. The song was nominated for a Grammy for Best Male Rock Vocal Performance at the 1982 Grammys. Well, Super Freak was a big hit for Rick James in 1981, topping the rhythm and blues charts in the United States and also the dance charts. Well, here is Rick James and Super Freak right here on Motown.
She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother. She will never let your spirits down once you get her off the street. Oh, girl. She likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm her all-time favorite. When I make my move to her room, it's the right time. She's never hard to please. Oh, no. That girl is pretty wild, no.
Girl's a super freak.
The kind of girl you read about
in magazines.
That girl is pretty kinky.
Girl's a super freak.
I really love to chase her.
We'll be right back.
Jermaine Jackson with Let's Get Serious, and that reached number 9 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1980, and that was the second of four top 40 songs on the Motown record label. And we started with Rick James and Super Freak, number 16 from 1981, and The Temptations were featured in backing vocals on that song. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we continue to feature solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, the first top 40 song from Michael Jackson on his own, Got to Be There, right here on Motown Memories.
Last time I saw him,
Diana Ross with The Last Time I Saw Him, and then reached number 14, United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1974, and we started with Michael Jackson and Got to Be There, his first of five top 40 songs on his own on the Motown record label. He moved to the Epic record label in 1979, but Got to Be There reached number four from 1971. Well, this hour, we featured solo Motown artists.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.